Welcome to Leadership Behind the Scenes with me, Normie Nathan, executive coach and leadership consultant. In this podcast, we champion human-friendly leadership because you're human first and leader second. We share tips and insights on how you can increase your impact and influence so you can be the leader you've always dreamt of being and feel proud when you look in the mirror. Welcome, welcome to another episode of Leadership Behind the Scenes. This is Normie Melchior-Nathan, and oh gosh, that felt great to say. I'll tell you more about why it felt so fun to say welcome. But first up, today we are talking about experimentation is required if you want to reach your full potential. So let's take a breath. And dive in. It is almost 2 years to the date since I published what I thought was the last episode ever of Leadership Behind the Scenes. I was committed to keeping the episodes up, so I'm paying my hosting fee every month, and I have been the last 2 years, you know, to make sure you could still access these episodes, because I think there's so much wisdom and helpful gold dust in these episodes, and so I didn't want to take them down, but I moved my voice to another podcast called Female Inner Power, and I really thought that this was it for Leadership Behind the Scenes. I feel like tears rising up in me as I am saying this, because this is so the theme of this episode. And this is a theme that has come up in many coaching sessions recently. And this is the importance of letting yourself experiment. And I was going to say, get it wrong, but it does not feel like that to me, that I got it wrong, that I left Leadership Behind the Scenes and then I went and I did Female Inner Power and I just made a female-focused podcast for a few seasons and I love what I created there, and there's some phenomenal episodes, both solo episodes, a whole series on self-trust that's so helpful, but there's also some really wonderful, practical, loving, intimate conversations with some spectacular women. And I would never have gotten the clarity that I have right this moment if I hadn't allowed myself to experiment. And I would never have created what I created if I hadn't allowed myself to experiment. And so the other day I was sitting with a coaching client, and she is phenomenal. But here she is feeling like she does not have much energy and she's looking for her next move and she wants another job and she's wanted it for a while. But more than that, she just wanted to make the right move. She wanted to get it right. She wanted to choose a sensible one. She's worked so hard to get established in an organization. And so, you know, she wanted to make sure she was being smart. She wanted to be smart, and the money she brings into the family really matters, and her security really matters, and, you know, all over, I was going to say, the news, the social media, the anywhere you go, it's like, watch out, and maybe this is happening, and that is happening, and all kinds of fearful things. And so, yeah, she wanted to be smart. But in her wish to be smart and to do the right thing, she's slowing herself down. She's not experimenting. She doesn't want to get it wrong. And just think about this for a moment. I want you to sit down and write a book, but it has to be a bestseller. Dun, dun, dun. Here comes writer's block. I want you to paint. I want you to have lots of fun painting. Express yourself. But make sure your painting will win a prize. Dun, dun, dun. Painter's block. You know, I want you to make sure that you choose the right next job. No, first, I want you to apply for other jobs. It's time for you to move on. I want you to find a great job. I want you to get excited. I want you to use your talents in a bigger place. But I want you to make sure that you choose smartly. Please choose a job where the organization will keep you. There's no surprise reorgs that makes your job disappear. There's no suddenly we're being acquired and therefore you don't have a job. There's no, oh, we don't have enough money, so now actually we're no longer in business. Please choose smartly and make sure you get a boss that actually looks out for you. Make sure it's a good move. Dun, dun, dun. Job searching blog, confidence blog, experimentation blog. Blog. Like, we cannot get access to our best self if we're not willing to get it wrong. And like I said, it's like it's not even wrong. I have a mantra that I bring up for myself, which is something good will come of this. And most experimentation is where we learn. But what we have to be willing to do is to live with the fact that for a moment, it may not be clear how it's going to work out. It may look like a sidestep. It may look confusing. It may even feel confusing. But this is how we figure things out. Clarity, yes, comes for sure from sitting and journaling and dialoguing. Obviously, I wrote a book called Journaling Worth Doing. Get it on Amazon. It's a wonderful book and you will get lots of clarity by sitting journaling and because I help you ask the questions, your mind will go to places that you might not do if you just sit and think, because then we tend to go in loops, not just you, also myself. It's just a human thing. We go into thinking loops. In fact, we tend to think the same thoughts day in, day out. It's something like 95% of the thoughts you think today, you pretty much thought yesterday, and you'll pretty much think tomorrow. I mean, we really have to be deliberate about thinking different thoughts. But the same with like experimenting, you know, the clarity doesn't come from just sitting at home and waiting and hoping to get it right and to make the smart decision. We have to take, you know, we have to step into the cold water. We have to jump sometimes. We have to move. You've got to calculate the risk and check, you know, did I save 3 months, 6 months, whatever you want to have in your bank account that you could get it wrong? Or maybe you live in a country that has really good safety nets. But once we have looked at, okay, worst case scenario, have I somehow prepared something for that? Then move, because I'll tell you what, when you don't move, life moves you anyway. And this is what my client noticed, is she hadn't wanted to move, and then and stuff happened that's very unpleasant. And she's like, I guess I'm going to have to move now. Like life is like really not giving me the chance to just stay in the status quo. No, it is not. Just being smart and safe isn't possible. And this client of mine is phenomenal. If you're listening and you know who you are, you're brilliant. There's no ways it's not working out for you. It is working out for you, even if you're going to take a step for a moment that looks unfamiliar and uncertain what it's going to lead to. But there's no ways it's not working out. The certainty we're longing for cannot come from this is the right move. The certainty we're coming from is like something good is coming of this, not because like it is so, but because I'm going to make it so. The certainty that is required to step into experimentation is I'm always willing to learn. I can trust myself to dust myself up and get up again if something doesn't work out. I'm always all in. I give of myself so that wherever I show up, value is generated. Wherever I show up, I do my best to build win-win-win relationships so that great things will happen. That is the certainty we can rely on. That is the certainty we can tap in to. And so you cannot get to your full potential or your most exciting dream jobs without experimenting, when I became a coach, I can tell the story, so it sounds like, I had a crisis, I went on sick leave, and then I became a coach, and that was that. But that is not the story. And you can look on podcasts out in the world, and some of them I'll tell you the things that went on. You know, it's never that straight. In hindsight, it looks straightforward. But as we're living it step by step, it's just not. And so I've come back to leadership behind the scenes, not because there was anything, well, I didn't leave it because there was anything wrong with it in the first time, but it was an experiment. It was many different people's advice to focus in on women, because at the time I was really running the Female Inner Power Club, and I love running groups with women. It's phenomenal how the energy of women held in a safe, non-competitive space can really raise everyone's courage. And what has transpired then since then is I never gave up coaching men. I had a man contact me over a year ago, and he'd listened to one podcast episode on leadership behind the scenes. He'd contacted me and said, hey, I want to work with you. How do I do that? And then a week later, we had our free consultation. And when we did, he's like, oh, so in the meantime, I've listened to a lot of stuff and now I've followed you a bit more. And I see you're mostly working with women, or maybe only. Will you still take me on? Please, I'm a man, but I want to work with you. And I was like, yes. And the thing is, I never stopped working with men, and I never stopped working with organization, which is, you know, any gender is welcome in an organization. And so it was never really about the gender, but I have loved having a period of time where it was about the female inner power. And what came clear recently is my work very much is about helping the kind, the big-hearted, values-driven humans step even more into their power. This is about the powerful and the kind, and that is not gender focused or gender specific. And so it just feels right to come back into leadership behind the scenes. I mean, the whole year after I chose Female Inner Power, after resisting it for so long and then going, okay, this is what I'm doing. I'm focusing on female inner power. I just laughed again and again and again when the universe, I mean, the most masculine, macho-driven organizations contacted me and did not seem to care that I had put female inner power on my LinkedIn profile and on my website and all the places. And it was just such a funny thing, because I'd been afraid to focus on something out of fear of alienating great men and other organizations. I thought, oh, this is going to alienate people. And evidence went to show that no, it did not alienate. I still got those invites. And so if you're afraid that if you make a focused experiment, if you jump into one direction, then you're going to alienate other opportunities. It's like, no, that's not how it works. You will still be sent all kinds of things your way. And then your job is what you do with it. Like one coach said to me, well, when these macho organizations knocked on your door, you know, because I said, oh, it felt like it still felt like right to work with them. And she said, well, you could have said no. You could have said, no, universe, I am committed. I am only doing female inner power. And I could have. And if that had felt right, I would have. But only when we interact with life do we really figure out that more solid clarity, because we've got to get the opportunity to know, right? It's like when it's all in our mind, it's all hypothetical. But then when someone presents you with an opportunity, you know whether you get excited or not. It's like when you flip your coin and you do heads and tails, it isn't that the coin tells you what to do. It's like, did you get disappointed when it wasn't heads? And then you know that, oh, maybe you do feel strongly about something here. I really want you to give yourself permission to experiment, but not half-heartedly. I was all in on Female Inner Power. I'll keep publishing episodes. In fact, maybe for a while we'll publish the same episodes on both. I don't quite know. I don't know how it will work out. But what I know is that this season is about powerful and kind. This season is about really elevating, strengthening, and supporting any wonderful human in the world who has a big heart, who wants to contribute, and who's not showing up for their ego, but who's showing up really in essence to have a massive impact, to do something for the greater good. That's what I'm here for. And so then it does no longer make sense to just do Female Inner Power. And so I'm back. I'm back on Leadership Behind the Scenes, and it feels wonderful and it feels great. And it doesn't feel like, oh, I got it wrong. It just feels, well, here I am, I'm back. And it's going to be, I was going to say better, but I've listened to some of the old episodes and they're fab. So, you know, it's going to be the next iteration of it. That's all. And what happens next? I don't know. But I would love you to make a promise to yourself that you will give yourself permission to experiment to get even more clarity, to experiment, to therefore find out what does it even mean, live your full potential. Like, you gotta experiment to have different jobs, to work with different types of people, and then you learn. I have many clients that are in a season where they do not enjoy the boss they have. And then I say, but, you know, like, are you learning? And like, I remember the one client, and she said, oh my gosh, so much. It's so hard, but I'm learning so much. And I've definitely grown so much in this last year, and I'm ready to move. But yes, learning, yes, growing, yes. And so, you know, you cannot get it wrong. Give of yourself, bring your learning mindset. Know that every experiment is a chance for you to expand into, oh, this grew me and I don't want to do it again, but I'll take my learning with me. Ooh, this is fun. This is stretching me and feeling like it lifts me up. I want to stay here. You know, we've got to experiment. This is how kids learn all the things they learn. So take a moment and just tune in. Which part of your work or your life, I mean, life is what, but anyway, it belongs together, but where is the time for you to allow yourself to really give yourself playful freedom to experiment and to know there is no getting it wrong? It's all a step in the direction of stepping more into your full potential, of stepping into dream jobs, of having fabulous client experiences, of working in the best teams, of doing incredible things. The experiments will lead you to wonderful places and you will learn, and it is great. Allow yourself to play, experiment, and then you will reach all kinds of potential. I don't even know what that means, reaching your full potential. But I know that you got to experiment to get it. And you get to have fun along the way. If you enjoyed this episode, go to nominatan.com/leadership hour and get yourself a free trial of the Leadership Hour. It's a monthly hour where I guide you to tap into your inner wisdom, to tap into your self-trust, to meet with your best leadership self. You're here to have an impact. You're here to feel grounded and calm and clear and confident. And this 1 hour a month really amplifies all of this. It's fun. It's easy. Come check it out. And there's other benefits for the Leadership Hour too. So head over there, sign up. And for now, no matter what's going through your mind, now is a really good time to breathe. So let's take a breath. And go spread the magic.